KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Danielle Venton. We start this morning with politics and the news that a Republican state lawmaker is jumping into next year's race for California governor. From KQED's California Politics and Government Desk, Guy Marzorati reports.
Orange County Assemblyman Travis Allen enters a race that so far has been dominated by Democratic candidates. That's likely to remain the case, but Allen is now the most well-known gubernatorial hopeful on the GOP side. In his announcement video yesterday, Allen promised to make lower taxes a focus of his campaign. He's already taken a step in that direction by filing a ballot measure to repeal California's recently passed gas tax. Lawmakers approved that tax in April to fix state and local roads. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati.
Over the weekend, tens of thousands of people will stream into San Francisco for California's largest LGBT Pride celebration. As KQED's senior editor for politics and government, Scott Schaefer, explains, this year's parade is taking a very political turn.
The sound of hammers, drills, and saws echoed through a warehouse on San Francisco's Pier 54 this week. It's the staging ground for Sunday's Pride Parade.
Basically, everyone here is just signed up to help build the floats.
That's artist Yulia Roshkovskaya. She's prepping a float with the theme of an enchanted forest.
So it's a lot of, like, putting on floral sheeting and trim and things like that. There's a lot of fabrication. Just like making these giant flowers, making the lips, making this tree out of styrofoam and wood.
Float captain Stephanie Muffson manages over 20 artists and makers at Pier 54. She says while everyone is working under a tight deadline, they're still having plenty of fun.
Because it's summer of love, everybody's getting into kind of the 60s psychedelic thing, which has been just a blast to work with.
Gay pride parades have always been a combination of fun, pride, and politics. But this year, with Donald Trump in the White House, there will be a loud and clear statement about the community's values.
Many of us, in fact, I'd say most in our community, recognize that resisting Donald Trump is part and parcel of every fiber of our being.
That's San Francisco's supervisor, Jeff Sheehy. He represents the city's largely gay Castro neighborhood, where Trump got less than 2% of the vote in some precincts. Sheehy says part of the message in this year's Pride Parade is that gay people are everywhere.
Some of the first communities that have been attacked, like our Muslim brothers and sisters. Well, there's also LGBTQ Muslims or immigrants, or any community includes LGBTQ folk.
Among the contingents marching up Market Street Sunday will be a collection of so-called resistance groups, opposing President Trump's policies on everything from police shootings in communities of color to HIV/AIDS funding. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
Let's head from San Francisco now down to Southern California. About a decade ago, the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles paid truck drivers millions of dollars to replace their old polluting diesels with cleaner rigs. Some of those were ultra-clean natural gas trucks. But that effort backfired so badly that many truckers say they'll never drive an alternative-fueled vehicle again. Now, the goal is to win back their trust. KPCC's Emily Guerin tells us how they're going to do it.
I'm going to start this story with a little public radio cliche, the sound of someone firing up a truck engine. I wanted you to hear this, though, because it's significant that this truck actually starts. This is the latest generation of natural gas-powered trucks. The older trucks often sounded like this. The memory of those trucks lingered at a recent workshop to introduce the new trucks to skeptical drivers.
Believe me, I've heard all the horror stories.
That's Long Beach Harbor Commissioner Rich Dines talking to a room full of truck owners and companies.
And there's been a lot of them, and they just don't work.
Back in 2008, LA and Long Beach decided to clean up the air at the ports. And it worked. Diesel emissions fell by 95%, mainly because of a ban on old diesel trucks. The newer natural gas rigs would have helped more if they hadn't broken down so much. In fact, many companies sold them as soon as they could, often for pennies on the dollar.
I'm hopeful that, you know, the technology has improved so much that we won't have those problems.
Now the ports have a new goal, cutting greenhouse gas emissions by 80%. To get there, clean trucks are going to have to work a lot better. And so far, they are. Truck driver Ryan Sickles is testing a brand new ultra-low emission natural gas truck, and he loves it.
This truck has great power. I mean, I've hauled all sorts and all different weights of containers, and it runs just as great as all the other diesels that I've driven here.
The natural gas industry hopes other companies will be equally open-minded. But Alejandra Rojas still needs some convincing. She's with the small port trucking company Atlas Marine. And in fact, she's not sure she'll ever buy another natural gas truck again after her experience with the first one.
Even if we wanted to do it right now, it will be very difficult.
She sat through the entire workshop sponsored by the natural gas companies in the ports. But she said the testimonials did little to convince her. The organizers understood the reality of a small port trucking company like Atlas Marine. Profit margins are slim, and unexpected costs can be devastating.
We have the good intentions to keep the air clean, but financially, it's going to be a big burden on the company.
Meanwhile, the new push is a big win for natural gas companies. But Rojas is skeptical they even care about the environment. They didn't even have recycling, she told me, while pointing at all the plastic water bottles in the trash at the workshop. If you're trying to win back people's trust, details matter. For the California Report, I'm Emily Guerin.
Support for the California Report comes from the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children and youth at risk. Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com. Block Construction. Together, building greatness. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
And that's the California Report for Friday, June 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Katie McMurrin, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Danny Bringer. We'd also like to thank Ingrid Becker, Polly Stryker, Julia Scott, Alyssa Jung Perry, and Tiffany Kamhai. Our managing editor is Ethan Lindsay, Vice President of News is Holly Kernan, and I'm Danielle Venton. Have a great weekend.